she was Dorothy for Halloween and ran around the entire neighborhood all night, a very active evening. The next day, when I picked her up from school, she got into my car and she began to cry. And she was rubbing the top of her leg. And she said, "Mommy, my leg hurts."
Come on, come on. You have got to move on. This is not the you I know.
24 hours after seeing the pediatrician, I'm just unloading my dishwasher on a Saturday afternoon, and I was surprised when he called. The first thing he said was, "Is this was not what we were looking for."
And whether or not it's right or wrong,
he said, "I want you to go down to Children's, and I have an appointment for you with an oncologist."
But when the cloud in the sky starts to pour in your life, it's just us.
He knew it wasn't registering with me, and he told us that he had made an appointment for us at the Children's Cancer Clinic. You think, huh? Because I can hear her playing with her girlfriend in the next room.
Because we all need saving sometimes.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, you move swiftly. It's not like it's portrayed in a movie of the week at all. You move too fast.
Say what you will.
When I was sitting there that evening, I just noticed the time, and it was exactly a week earlier I was braiding her hair for Halloween. She was Dorothy, with the blue calico and the dog in the basket and the ruby slippers. 7 days later, I am sitting in my daughter's hospital room, and she's about ready to receive her first round of chemo. My child was diagnosed with cancer. I can say that's a miracle, because that's where we started the end of her cancer.
But when the cloud in the sky starts to pour in your life, it's just a storm you're braving. Well, don't tell yourself.
It was a tremendous year. And when Greta and I left and we were packing my car, it was a Sunday afternoon, and we left for the final time. No more chemo. In fact, she wore a t-shirt that said "No more chemo" from the nurses. And she had her little dog, stuffed dog, with her. And she told her dog, "We're going home." It was over with.
But please believe.
It wasn't a bad year. It wasn't a bad year. It was just, oh, it just knocked your breath out.
And when the cloud in the sky,
we could see the helicopter pad from the door of the hospital, and a helicopter was landing. It was airlifting a child in. And somebody else's story was beginning that day. We're leaving. Our story's finished. But somebody else was starting. And I grew up here, and I've driven past that hospital many times before, not knowing what was going on in there. When Greta was Dorothy, and just got lifted up by this cyclone, when we slammed back down to Earth, we landed right here at Children's. And that's what brought us home that day.